Time now for your comments. After Daniel Zwerdling's two-part series on corporate homeland security, a few listeners asked Morning Edition to name names. They want to know which Republican U.S. senators changed sides after industry lobbied against the chemical security bill. For the record, they are George Voinovich of Ohio, James Inhofe of Oklahoma, Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, Kit Bond of Missouri, Mike Crapo of Idaho, and Bob Smith of New Hampshire, who has since left the Senate. Listeners had distinctly different reactions to Susan Stamberg's interview with the new National Endowment for the Arts chairman, Dana Gioia. Susan asked Gioia why the White House had canceled a poetry gathering after some poets suggested they had anti-war messages. Gioia declined to comment, saying he didn't know the facts. Steve Rederer of Reynoldsburg, Ohio, congratulated Gioia for rebuffing Susan Stamberg's leading questions, inviting him to attack the White House. But Kim McCullum Clark of Millersville, Pennsylvania, says the Gioia's speechlessness at being asked to defend the actions of the White House that appointed him leaves no doubt that he is the right man for the job, at least as far as the ideological pure White House is concerned. Listener Gary Jones of Boston wrote about Barbara Bradley Haggerty's report on Attorney General John Ashcroft. Jones, who works for the Christian Science Committee on Publication, said the story about a speech Ashcroft gave lit up the switchboard at the First Church of Christ Scientist. He writes, people were wondering why Christian Scientists had convened. He found his answer on the NPR website. Ashcroft spoke to Christian Zionists, not Christian Scientists. Finally, a correction. In a story on Friday, Mara Liasson reported about a new television ad run by a conservative group called the Club for Growth Against Republican Senators Who Opposed the President's Tax Cut. The ad showed a picture of the French flag and compared the senators to so-called allies like France. In her report, Mara said the Club for Growth was the same group that ran ads last fall showing a picture of Saddam Hussein alongside pictures of prominent Democrats. In fact, the group that ran the ads last fall was another conservative group called American Renewal. Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.